Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, January 23rd, 2013 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. And we'll start today with diaries. Richard Porter wrote one about using Metasploit for patch sanity checks. One of the important issues with patching is not just that you throw out the patch quickly and hope it works, but that you actually verify the patch got installed. Then, of course, there's sometimes the problem where a patch is advertised by a vendor, but doesn't necessarily fix the problem it's supposed to fix. So what Richard here suggests is that you use a tool like Metasploit to make sure that the patch actually works and does its job. You should do so at least in your initial verification when you verify that the patch installs cleanly on your test system. But even after applying the patch across your system, you want to pick a sample of systems and make sure the patch does what it's advertised to do. One reason why Metasploit is such a great tool to do that is it's actually written for pen testers. And if it works for pen testers, you defending systems probably have a real easy time using the tool. It's easy to use, doesn't have a strong learning curve. So really something that you can integrate into your patch cycle. And then we had a report earlier from a reader about some .mil sites having bad SSL certificates. That issue we didn't write up as a diary, at least not yet, because it sort of turned out to be a little bit a false positive. But what's going on here is that the Department of Defense does have its own certificate authority, and many .mil sites are using that Department of Defense certificate authority. Not all browsers do have this certificate authority by default, so you may have to go to the respective site and download the certificate authority. Mountain Lion, for example, does have it installed, so you shouldn't run into any problems with browsers like Safari running on OS 10.8. Creating your own certificate authority is, of course, a good idea for internal sites. However, you shouldn't use internal certificate authorities for external sites that you expect users to access that do not have access to your certificate authority as part of a default install. It's not really hard to add a certificate authority to the browser. Most of the time, all you have to do is go to the URL where the certificate authority is stored, and your browser will ask you to add it as a trusted authority. But then again, that could also be done using malicious certificate authorities, and you don't necessarily want to allow your users to install random certificate authorities. And we got more Android malware. In this case, the Android malware is not being offered in some questionable app stores. Instead, the malware spreads via compromised websites, pretty similar to what we sort of see in desktop exploits with drive-by exploits. However, in this case, the user actually has to install it. Now, what does make it a little bit more likely that the user will install it is that the domain name used are actually a kind of plausible. For example, the malware offers itself as a flash update, and one of the domain names used is flashupdate.org. There's also a Google Play new.ru URL that's being used. So these domain names are somewhat plausible, which probably helps this malware to convince users to install it. And security researcher Cesar Cerruto with IOActive found an interesting bug in Twitter. In this case, an application that you did give access to your Twitter feed was also able to access direct messages that you have been sent from other Twitter users. Now, direct messages are supposed to be private messages. Due to this bug, applications may have had access to your private messages without you ever explicitly authorizing these applications to have this kind of access. Twitter pretty quickly fixed this bug, so it's no longer an issue, but again, shows how some of these access control schemes are really not all that trivial to implement. In particular with a site like Twitter, of course, that's kind of built around the idea of public information sharing. Direct messages were also a later add-on, and as such, I wouldn't necessarily trust them for any important secrets. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.